Ready?
All right, good morning. I will go ahead and call us to order for our regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, July 28, 2015, and ask if everyone would please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and good morning. First item on our agenda is public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address items on today's agenda. Is there anybody wishing to do so? And seeing no one moving to the microphone, consideration of minutes from our July 21st meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any additions or corrections? Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Minutes pass. Consideration of personnel actions as listed, please, Board.
Move approval as listed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Personnel actions pass. Consideration of claims.
Move approval.
I'll let Paul handle this under million. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Toot.
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Claims pass. Consent agenda board, please add road closure 1603 and 1604.
If I could, Mr. Chair, if we could pull item number three for just a brief discussion after the vote.
All right. So we're adding road closure 1603 and 04, and we're pulling item three, which is consideration of updated law enforcement agency application for participation in the 1033 program. For discussion,
I will second. I guess you did motion accept to pull that, right? So I will second that.
That was a motion. Do we need a motion? We don't need a motion to pull it.
It is pulled.
Pulled.
Okay.
So now we need a motion to consider the consent agenda.
Yes.
That's what I thought we were doing.
Motion.
Motion is
second.
Motion. We have a motion and a second on the consent agenda with noted changes. Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Consent agenda passes with noted changes. That takes us to item number three, consideration for the 1033 program. This is involving the big vehicle that we have.
Well, I think it also involves some other equipment that the sheriff's office has through that program, but the big one, no pun intended, is the MRAP. We had this discussion during our budget workshop, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody's on the same page. That's the reason I wanted to pull it. So.
Okay, great. Okay.
Jessica, what can you tell us?
Good morning to the board. My name is Jessica Reynolds. I'm First Assistant Story County Attorney. The item before the board this morning is a renewal on the 1033 program that involves the what I would refer to as the tank that the sheriff's office has at this time.
MRAP.
See, I knew I would say the wrong. Thank you. That's why I have these guys here with me from the sheriff's office. The MRAP. And what this renewal involves is a adoption of the state plan of operation between the state of Iowa and up until now what's been the Story County Sheriff's Office, but needs to be the county, and also adoption of the agreement between the Defense Logistics Agency and the state of Iowa, which is incorporated by a signature of the county. And previously, these agreements were signed by the sheriff, and I met with the sheriff and his staff, and just we discussed the fact that all county contracts that they're going to bind the county need to go through the Board of Supervisors. And so basically what this will be doing is renewing for 1 year the 1033 program with the correct signator, which would be the Board of Supervisors. The intent, the good intent by the sheriff was to bind the county. It's just that he can't bind the county. It has to go through the Board of Supervisors with official action, and he was very understanding of that when we met, and we just want to make sure that we're getting the correct signator so that if there is any liability issue, the correct entity is named appropriately.
And we already have this named on our insurance.
Correct.
This does not change the fact that outside of emergency operations, we're not using any tax dollars for the MRAP.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul, any other questions?
No. I move approval of the application.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Guys, you came all the way over. You got anything you want to add before we vote?
Good answer, please.
All right. Thanks for being here today. Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
That takes us to public hearing items. First consideration of ordinance number 240, amending Chapter 87, land division requirements of the Story County Code of Ordinances. And Ryan, moving quickly to the microphone. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Essentially, what you have in front of you today is an ordinance to amend Chapter 87 of our regulations, specifically our subdivision land division requirements. What we've done is through cooperation between our interagency review team and specifically the auditor's office as well as the recorder's office, modified the way we take in subdivision plats and all the other supporting documentation that's required as part of recordation. Previously, we did not require all the recording documents along with the subdivision plat, but what we're doing here is adding that back in. And what that is doing is essentially allowing us to more efficiently serve the public when they come in with the subdivision. What we were finding before is that documentation would go missing because it would go in front of the application's hands, the surveyor's hands, or their attorney's hands, and basically a big game of telephone would occur, and they'd go to record it, and they wouldn't have everything they would need. And essentially this basically brings it back, kind of emulates what the City of Ames does, requires everything up front, and then once the resolution is approved for a subdivision plat, our office takes all the materials down for recordation, and they call the applicant, they come and pay for the recording, and then it's done. So that's essentially all that's doing with this ordinance change, is codifying that.
All right. So, and just so I'm clear, Ryan,
yep.
So requiring more from an applicant up front, but less chasing around trying to finalize things. Is that
exactly
fair?
Exactly.
Questions? Wayne, anything? All right. In that case, I will open the public hearing on Ordinance 240 and ask if there's anyone that would like to address the first reading of this. Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing and turn to the board.
I'll move approval of the amendment, Ordinance Number 240, amending Chapter 87 on the first reading and set the second reading for August 4th.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve and set the second reading for August 4th. Further discussion. Ryan, anything further to add?
Nope.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Second reading will be next Tuesday.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Additional items. Consideration of Resolution 1607, Assignment of Fund Balances.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Every year after the end of a fiscal year, we assign fund balances for items that, A, did not get purchased in the fiscal year, or B, need to be assigned for legal purposes. I will note that this resolution is for assignment of fund balances in the general, supplemental, rural, inmate, and county attorney fine collection. And restricted fund balance for the conservation land acquisition. What is not included on here is the secondary roads, $661,140, because that was committed by you guys in FY13, and that just stays in a commitment status.
Yep.
Okay. I can review these with you, or you can read them and ask any questions necessary.
So basically, just if you were going to highlight anything, what would be?
The majority of these are continuation type assignments. There's a couple of things that were requested by departments. The IT for hardware and training, the $23,000,
mm-hmm.
That was requested by Barbara at the end of the fiscal year, saying that those things didn't get spent, and then the $15,937.50 that you approved last week or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, that the YSS did not draw down on from juvenile court. That is also being assigned, going to be amended into the juvenile court budget for the current year.
Okay.
Those are really the only two oddities going into this year. Oh, excuse me. Deb Sheldrake did also request some asset funding be assigned also.
Okay. No, that was the only question I had. Okay.
I'll move approval of Resolution 1607.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Resolution 1607 passes. Next item is discussion and consideration of contract between ACS Information Technology and Information Technology for the CLIP Archive Reporting Proposal for $7,500. Barb. Hi, Barb.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
I hear bells when you sit down.
I bring to you a proposal from ACS to convert the Lotus Notes database from the Community Life program. Just a little background. When the CLIP program was created or programmed, the Lotus Notes data was left out just to keep the costs down. Now that the program has retired, there is a possibility, you know, if there's a request, that the request can go back 6 to 10 years, and that would include the Lotus Notes data. So we need to put it in a format that can be retrievable by a SQL report. So this proposal is going to move all that Lotus Notes data to a SQL database. We already have one for the CLIP information itself. Any questions?
I mean, so this is part of the shuttering of CLP.
Correct.
It's making sure we can maintain our records.
Correct.
My question would be more along the lines of, is this $7,500 appropriate to come out of mental health funding, and would we need to go through the region for that? And Lisa and Deb are the two I'm looking to, and Carla are the three I'm looking to for that.
There is a possibility that we didn't plan on Chris to be his work to be completed so soon, and someone mentioned that maybe we could use some of those funds as well. Just a suggestion.
Well, it will certainly be something if there are other options available to us, we
right.
You know, so take a look at that. I'm not, you know, 100% sure that that's...
Thoughts on that? I mean, I just view it as it is part of our mental health program, even though it's past mental health program. It is part of complying with what the region asked Story County to comply with.
This is Deb Sheldrake, and I do believe it's part of the transition costs that were set aside to transition the CLP program and then address any additional expenditures that are occurring as a result of that closure.
I would agree with Deb also on
that. All right. So then my suggestion is that this board make a formal request to the region that be included as part of our transition cost, and then we set it up with Lisa where this $7,500, assuming this is approved, that this $7,500 comes out of mental health dollars.
Okay.
Other questions, board?
Just the only question would be process. Basically would need the request to come from us basically to the region. The ultimate decision will be based on, you know, the vote of the region. I would assume you or Carla would be available to answer any questions regarding this when it's brought before the Regional Governance Board. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, that's the only question.
Yeah, so all I would ask, board, is if you like that idea, just make it part of your motion to approve this.
And I would like to add, too, that Mark Landry, who prepared this quote for us through ACS, is no longer employed by ACS. He's an individual contractor. And all the time I've been working with Lotus Notes, he's the only one in the Des Moines and Ames region who understands the program and is able to do this for us. So I think it's a reasonable number, and he will do a good job.
Okay. So help me to understand if the motion is correct, and that would be to approve the contract between ACS and Information Technology for the CLIP archiving report, requesting that this be brought to the Regional Governance Board to be dollars expended out of the mental health fund.
Wayne, I agree with that.
Yes. Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay. All right. And the only thing I would add is this is part of our transition
right.
cost in order to make sure that we're complying with everything we've got to comply with, meeting the regional requirements and state requirements going forward.
Good.
Further discussion? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. It passes.
Now, Dave, I'm going to ask this quick question. Do you suppose this might be one of those times that I would have to abstain or not? Does this sound, you know, with the new policy that we currently have in, since I'm on the governing board representing Story County, and this directly impacts a funding request from Story County? Okay. All right. Okay. I haven't had to do much of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is one of those, you know, outside of the normal parameters. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, next item on our agenda is discussion consideration of recorder quarterly report and fiscal year-end report. Stacey Harris. Hi, Recorder
Good
Harris.
Good morning to
How are
all
you?
Of you.
Hey.
I will keep this very, very short.
Oh, that's all right. You just take whatever time you need. We just love having you here.
Presented to you are the quarterly, the fiscal year-end reports, and the fourth quarter reports. Recording is strong. The staff has been wonderful. Passports, we are still busy with taking passports in. We generated about $1,500 of revenue for the photos year end, so that is good.
Remind me how much was spent to get us ready.
Spent about $600.
And we've already taken in
$1,580. So
that's
yeah, so that's great. People are very excited to have a one stop shop. So that's great. Jim and Katie are our passport agents. They just continued and finished their certification program again through ISAC, which is great. We started selling hunting and fishing licenses. We made a whole $11.50 for the county. So I anticipate that will start generating more income as deer season opens. So looking ahead, we've implemented the TCM, the scanning programs. I'm looking to do more within the office to archive some old data, working great, real close with Barb and Paula on that. Also considering looking at some new recording equipment, COT systems and Tyler Technologies having some demos. And Jim and I took a field trip up to Worth County to see that in action, to see if there's something better to use for the county to utilize tax dollars. So do you have any questions?
I have a question about the mail truck that burned down on the interstate the other day. What from recorder's office do we think it hit?
Basically, we mailed out our documents that were recorded on July 16th that day on the 21st. So what our office did was we made certified copies of all of the documents that were mailed with a cover sheet saying, here's your free certified copy. If you get a burnt one, you know, you have two. And also we had two passport applications that were in that mail truck that were sent priority, so they are insured. But we received notification yesterday that they were tracked and they were delivered to the passport agency. So really, it's in the hands of the passport agency to look through it and see if it's too damaged and be in contact with the two people that applied. So right.
I got my first smoky smelling check yesterday. So
did you?
That was my mileage reimbursement from Central Iowa Juvenile Detention.
Was all that truck?
Yeah. Huh. Kind of torn up and smoky smelling, but.
Well, there you go. And I continue to look forward to collaborating with all the other offices. I worked closely with Ryan to get the new subdivision. I think it'll really alleviate some of the headaches that the public has when they're trying to split a little piece of farm ground or a new subdivision. So thank you for your time.
Not to put you on the spot if you don't know words, but were there any key issues that the Recorders Association was bringing forth to the ISAC board as we start to put it, to approve the legislative agenda for next year that you feel is something that you'd like to have me strongly advocate for?
I know,
can always get that back to me at a later time.
Right,
too,
I can get that back to you. I know as far as some cleanup with the DNR, the fees that are charged for different services, boats and snows and ATVs, they're not unified. They're not the same. So the Recorders Associations really tried hard to push that, but I think we need to collaborate more with the DNR. The DNR is very neutral. They stay very neutral on fees, mm-hmm. and you all know when you start talking about raising or making fees the same at the legislature, sometimes it doesn't work out very well. So okay. yeah. But okay. I can get back to you all more right. as we get those.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Stacy, thanks.
Thank you.
Always enjoy you being here. Next is consideration of the Clean Air Tobacco Use Policy after our 7-day review. Alyssa Wignall. Oh, that was a consideration. Sorry. We need to move approval of the recorded report.
Move approval of the recorded
report. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Two.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Quarterly report passes. Thanks, Shelley. Now we're to tobacco use policy. Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning. You do have the updated clean air tobacco use policy in front of you. The only change would be under the scope of policy. There is a statement underneath there that says this policy does not apply to that property, which is under the custody, control, and management of the Story County Conservation Board pursuant to Iowa Code Chapter 350, and that was discussed in last Tuesday's meeting. That would mean it doesn't apply to the buildings or land.
Conservation Board gets Correct. To make the decision for the conservation ground.
Correct. And that's the only change to this policy. I did not receive any other comments. I had a couple questions, was able to answer those without – there was no need to any changes in the policy.
All right. Board, what's your pleasure?
Move approval of the – what do you call it? The Clean Air Tobacco Use Policy.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Further discussion. Two.
Aye.
Sorry. Clinton.
Aye.
Two.
Doesn't matter.
Sanders. Aye. Passes.
Yeah.
The only other comment I want to make is I'll work with facilities. We'll have to update our signage.
Okay.
And I think it would be proper to acknowledge the role that the Board of Health also played in helping bring forth this.
And
the Policy Prevention Board. So I think there was collaboration in this area, and I think it's certainly something that we should acknowledge their role. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, that's just called a good segue, because next on our agenda is the agency report from Youth and Shelter Services. And, George, we get to have you given the report one final time, huh?
That's correct.
Oh, no, we didn't want that.
Building on the year that we just concluded, and of course I was CEO at that time, but I am no longer CEO of YSS, and all future reports will be led by our new CEO, Andrew Allen, who I'm going to ask to briefly introduce himself to you.
Yeah, thrilled to be here. Andrew Allen, lifetime resident of Story County, grew up here in Nevada, lived in Ames when I went to Iowa State, the great university in Ames, Iowa, and a 14-year resident of Huxley, Iowa. I've been a 20-year partner with Youth and Shelter Services in various capacities. So 20 years ago this month, YSS was providing me services that I credit with help saving my life. So it's quite an honor and a privilege to be in a position to lead the organization today. Went to Iowa State. I did 14 years at the Principal Financial Group, and I spent the last 10 years working in community relations. So I got the opportunity to manage the charitable giving for a global Fortune 500 company across the world, and had lots of great opportunities to get the experience that I've got today that I feel like is going to lend itself well to Youth and Shelter Services and the kids that we serve. Had the great pleasure of working with Supervisor Clinton on the State's Juvenile Justice Advisory Council and in a lot of other capacities with nonprofit organizations besides YSS. So I'm excited to be here. This is an organization, like you guys know, that's just got a solid foundation. 39 years commitment by George Belitzos, who's built this thing to what it is. The thing is, it's not, well, George is the face oftentimes. What I'm learning and what I've known for some time is that the employees, the management team, the leadership that the organization has right now is solid. And George has created a great foundation. I'm excited to, take this thing to the next level. I'm excited to think about innovation. I'm excited to think about development. You know, ultimately, paramount is ensuring that we're serving the kids that we, interact with in the best way possible. And you guys really help with that a lot. So thanks for your commitment to the organization, for your commitment to George, and I'm really looking forward to working with you in the future.
Good.
Yeah, I'd jump in and say welcome. We're so excited that YSS made what I believe is just a great decision to turn the reins over to you. I think you're 100% right. George has clearly been the face of YSS and is the reason that YSS is the way it is. But the true credit to George, I think we're going to see as we move on, in that he built an organization that is going to survive and thrive beyond George Bledsoe's. And I mean, I think that's the truest testament to you, is where this thing is today and where it's probably going. So, Andrew, we're so glad to have you. Story County loves partnering with YSS. I think you hit the nail on the head. Our primary concern is making sure those services and ever-growing need of services are continued to be provided in the way that we've all come to expect from YSS. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, well said.
I'd like to also thank Wayne and Deb Childreth. They both were outside stakeholders that our board invited in to interview and give feedback on our final three applicants or final three finalists. And thank you for serving in that capacity and helping the board make their final decision. And Andrew's off to a great start in the new job. I am part-time through the end of the year, behind the scenes, helping Andrew with orientation, answering questions, problem solving. It really is a best practice to have as much overlap for the transition as possible. And I think our board planned well for that, having us both here at the same time. And pretty much after each meeting that Andrew is attending, it's his first and my last. So after this, he will be here. I won't.
Okay.
So if he invites me to come for some purpose, I'll be here. But otherwise, I don't expect to be here.
Okay.
I want to just cap this off by thanking the three of you for your support of our youth and the commitment that you have made. Every report, Andrew asked, how much time do they give us to give these reports this morning? And I said, anywhere between, 20 and 30 minutes, a lot of times. Sometimes it's shorter if we're on at the end of the meeting. But there are always questions. There's always positive feedback. Really good interaction. I think the three of you know more about youth services in your county than any three or five boards, board of supervisors anywhere in the 99 counties of Iowa. And you've been more supportive of the youth than any other county in Iowa. Want to also thank all of your predecessors, many, many boards that we have worked with and reported to and received support from. Final thank you is for your last meeting that we attended. I wanted to thank you for coming up with that compromise of funding that is going to be moved that funds YSS prevention programs that's being moved from the juvenile court. It's $99,000, and it will be moved to asset. We will be going to the next asset meeting and explaining all of this to them. Deb will be there helping us do that. I really thank you for the compromise that you came up with. I think the three programs that are being moved are much more appropriate for the asset funding system, and I am still disappointed that the juvenile court, that built these programs has somewhat lost interest in maintaining them and overseeing them and having input into them. We are going to be asking ASSET and possibly the juvenile court for some new service funding. We've just submitted three requests. One is to do human trafficking prevention and public information. We've never received any funding from county government, city, United Way for that. So we'll be going, and also juvenile court, for some support there. Also, our community youth development branch, we have submitted a summer enrichment program for the summer feeding and enrichment of the youth who are out of school and low income and need a meal and some assistance with activities and trying to keep up their reading ability through the summer. So that'll be a special request. And finally, the third request will be for transitional living. That program, we are really lacking local support, and we've been pretty much only dependent on Health and Human Services for support. We've had to cut back our staff, and that's an important program to maintain. The funds that we ask for from you will only go for Story County youth in the transitional living program. So those are three new services I wanted to tell you about. One other thank you, and that is on the electronic cigarette vapor device ban in county buildings and vehicles. You know, our Prevention Policy Board, our YSS Public Public Policy Committee has been working really for 2 years to try to get both city, county, Board of Health to take a strong stand on this. I wish it was a broader ban, and I hope that's still coming, but it's a very good first step and a good start. By way of informing you of what's happening with electronic cigarettes with youth, a survey was done that here in Iowa, and this is a national survey, and I'm going to ask Andrew to hand this out to you guys. It's the for 8th and 10th graders, they're smoking or using vapor devices twice the amount of tobacco. So tobacco cigarettes are falling and electronic cigarettes are increasing. 2 years ago, we couldn't say this. Now it's double. So this is a big health risk for our youth. One of the things I look back with a lot of pride on is the public health stand that we took here in Story County and in Ames, true leader that led to a statewide ban in all public places. We'd like to see that happen with vapor devices. I do also look with a lot of pride and gratitude for our prevention programs and for all of those funders, and in particular to Board of Supervisors that have been supporting our tobacco prevention programs over the years. Story County youth, according to the statewide survey, we have the lowest percent use of tobacco, of cigarettes, out of 99 counties, by far the lowest. And I'd like to think that's because of the huge efforts we've all put into this health concern. So something we should all be very proud of. Hey, one other thank you. And I would say that the planning that you're doing, you've just expanded it to ask youth to have input into your comprehensive plan. We received the mailing from Deb and also from Drew at the chamber urging us to try to get our youth to take the survey. I'm sure you wanted that to happen, and I guess you're coming up with a strategic plan, and I really appreciate you including youth in that. And I did want to say that I've sent that information out to all of our
program people and asking them to hand that on to the youth. It's only youth that you want taking that survey, correct?
Yes. That survey, right. That's survey. part of a full strategic planning effort that we're undergoing, but the youth component of that is really, really important.
May I add just one more idea for you to think about as part of the comprehensive plan that you're coming up with? Last week, the city council held a special forum, and I know you know about it. It's they invited this forum for youth investment. The city put $20,000 aside to look into long-range planning, strategic planning for unmet needs for our young people. They're doing that at the same time you're working on your strategic plan. YSS's recommendation to both the city and the county would be for that survey, that investment that they're making in this youth forum, be a countywide effort, not just a city effort. I really think that it would be very wise for the two of you to join forces on that. If the city goes ahead with it, I hope it's a countywide effort. Did you get a copy of the information about what the city is planning to do? Because I have extras if you want them.
I don't have it here. I don't have it here. I don't see it.
They haven't taken a vote, but it appeared to me after being there that they're moving in this direction. At one time, they were considering a youth master plan. Remember we talked about that about 2 years ago? Instead of going for a youth master plan, which would have been countywide, they're going with this youth forum, which they seem to prefer after looking into both ways of doing things. Very important to the future of our youth, the planning that is going to come both from what you're doing and what they're doing. I just would like to see it come together. This is, now I get to the annual report. This is our final quarter for the year and the final and the annual report. So I'm going to hand out our annual report to you. And I will invite you to look at the front, back of the front cover, and you will note that YSS did achieve 3-year national accreditation through CARF. We are also members of the National Council for Behavioral Health, Iowa Association of Community Providers, the National Network for Youth, and the Iowa Behavioral Health Association. We're real joiners together with other nonprofits. In this report, we list all of our goals and on page 3. And our vision statement, our mission statement, which has changed very little in the course of 39 years. On page 4 is our vision statement, and just like you, we have a strategic plan through 2018. And the 6 breakthrough ideas that are listed there are some of our main thrusts in our strategic plan. Also, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of our headquarters, our Jacobson Center in downtown Ames. We describe all of our major programs and then our collaborations, which, you know, we're very proud of, bringing other agencies together as a group and providing services in different parts of the state. We're the top agency as far as collaborative ventures and also in terms of subcontractors that we fund. Our financial reports and all of our data is there. Now I'm going to hand out the data from that Story County only. You will note that compared to last year, the numbers have dropped in several of our treatment areas, but the total, I realize, is about the same because we started up a new program called Integrated Health, and Jason is going to hand out his data on that, and maybe that is part of the reason why the other programs dropped. And this is a program that is 100% for low-income kids. It's a very successful program. It started a year ago. Right now, we're serving over 200 Story County youth, and it's not costing the county anything. So maybe that's part of the reason for the drop. So now I'm going to invite Jason to come up, and we'll let Andrew have a seat, and he will give the annual report on treatment, and I'll hand out your info.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone?
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm going to hand this out to George. I was hoping Andrew would hand stuff out for me as well, but I guess I don't know. Well, I lost my notes. Well, as George was talking, I thought George was going to keep going and just go ahead and cover all of my information for you guys since he did such a great intro. We're really excited that Integrated Health is up and rolling. And so the sheet that George is handing out right there, as we kind of look down at our accomplishments of what we've achieved, is we have diversified a lot more. So if we look at overall the intensity of the services we provided, we served less kids but at a greater intensity. So if you kind of compare the data sheet that George handed out with the normal quarterly report that we provide you, that you can see there's a decrease in a lot of those categories, and I won't bore you by going through and reading the charts to you. But when we look at that analysis internally, then we take a look at overall the intensity of the number of kids, of the number of appointments we have, and the number of kids who come back to reoccurring appointments. We see that we're serving kids with a much greater level of need. We're seeing a lot of kids who formerly would have been placed in PMICs or placed in state institutions that we're now maintaining in the community. And so we have a lot of kids on multiple medications, very complicated kids to treat, and we're able to do that because, unfortunately, there's nowhere else for these kids to go. And so we have a high level of kids who have Medicaid, or our greatest barrier right now are those kids who are underinsured. So we see a great deal of squeeze on kids who have insurance, whether it's from the marketplace or elsewhere, but they have gigantic deductibles, and functionally they can't afford health care. And so when we look at specialty health care that we provide, such as psychiatry, the therapies that we provide now are very specialized, evidence-based practices. It's very difficult for many families in Story County to access the care that their children need. So it could be something as simple as an average middle-class family who their child is suffering in school. It might simply be ADD, ADHD, something can be easily treated with medications, and they don't have access either to afford the medications or to afford